Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Oh, it is Tim and Johnny back on a Tuesday night. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Johnny, Teacher Appreciation Day, dude. Did you get any appreciation today?
Always, man. I'm always getting a lot of love and appreciation from my colleagues and from students, and I'm doing the best I can to just, amplify that back out to all the hardworking teachers out there doing such a great job, working above and beyond, right now in schools. So,
yeah, no. So, teachers out there and people who support teachers, it is Teacher Appreciation Day. Hey, however you appreciate them, flowers, whatever it is, bottle of bourbon at this point in the year is happy and healthy. But it's one of those things. It's like, how do you appreciate that person who has spent, or those people, depending on where you're at, who have spent so much time over, the past 8 months working with, your child, your grandson, your stepchild, spending all of that effort to say, we are trying our best to help, the children of America do the best. It's almost this weird thing. It's like, I'm so glad we have Teacher Appreciation Day. But it's almost like, really, isn't that every day? And I know even that sounds kind of, quote, hokey and cliche, but Teacher Appreciation Day every day. Maybe if we had, like a slight teacher appreciation every day, we might not be facing the issues that we're currently facing right now, Johnny, particularly, we're waiting for our guest to get on the line. I know she's out there and she'll be coming on, but teachers appreciation, the teacher shortage, Johnny, let's bring it up. We're coming towards the end of the year. Research and surveys are pointing out that, guess what? The end of this year ain't looking pretty.
I was going to say, Tim, anytime any profession has to have an appreciation day, we know that there's probably a lack of appreciation overall out there. And so, I think overall, while teachers, obviously choose to become teachers for particular reasons, they want to be educators. They want to be playing the role that they're playing in the future of this country and the future citizenship. But the idea being, in general, we don't appreciate our teachers enough. And that's not you or me or the parents listening out there or the people who probably do go out of their way to remind the people teaching their children that they're pretty awesome and thanking them for what they do. But in general, teachers are underpaid, overworked. There's a lot of stress on them. We were just talking about this today with a group of folks becoming new teachers. And, the kinds of concerns, Tim, that new teachers have going into the classroom are unprecedented. I mean that, like, we've been teaching teachers now for, I don't know, 20 years. Mm-hmm. And our teachers have been doing it even longer. And what teachers are faced with is unprecedented right now. So folks going into the profession, we appreciate you. And we couldn't be luckier to have the folks who do come to us to become teachers, excited to be in the classroom. So happy for them.
I said, and every day should be Teacher Appreciation Day. And that's what we're doing. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, 844-967-2789. If you want to call in and give us a little bit of appreciation, throw that out to any teacher. In fact, the lines are open to give the most appreciation. Call in, tell us that teacher that needs to be most appreciated. But Johnny, we're saying the issues we've talked about, teacher shortage, teachers leaving. And, we went in this fall and really dug deep and, looked at a program in Tennessee, probably for me, one of the, just again, an opportunity to say, is there something we can do? Is there [S2] Right. [S1] Something out there that gives folks the opportunity to become a teacher. The teacher apprenticeship pathway, we went and visited in Tennessee. We spent time, we got to meet all kinds of people. One of those awesome people was teacher apprentice Heather. Heather Fracker, welcome back to Busted Pencils. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me back.
Of course, my goodness. We were, you know, I was so glad to see you put out there on social media graduation. Let's go though, a little review, just, you know, back to for everybody who's listening. So Heather, you're in a teacher apprenticeship program in Tennessee. Give us just a quick, like, how, why, where did you start? What was it about the teacher apprenticeship program that attracted you? And then how is it that, quote, you're graduating, but yet you still have another year in the teacher apprenticeship? There's a lot of questions there. So teacher apprentice, Heather, why did you get into the apprenticeship?
I can't believe it. I'm finishing up my second year of the 3-year residency. That's, first of all, very crazy. It has gone by so fast. I originally started it because I was already on a path. I started out as a volunteer in my children's elementary school, which snowballed me into becoming a substitute teacher, which I did for a few years, which gave me the bug to want to go back to college. So I started that path. Then COVID started. So I transitioned my classes to online. And my original plan was to be through Austin Peay. They have another program called the TECTA. There's ladies there, the Tennessee Early Childhood Training Alliance. And I was originally there to get my earn my CDA credential, which was something that you need in order to be in a pre-K classroom.
Okay.
So I did that.
So originally through that process, substituting, then getting in and going, I want to do this. So getting Austin Peay, then, but you were looking for a pre-K credential at first.
Yes. Okay. So my original plan was I wanted to get the credential because I wanted to start being in a pre-K classroom. Mm-hmm. And they have different criteria in order to be in that room as opposed to in an elementary, say a kindergarten classroom, because it's ran through the state. So they have different criteria. And one of those is to have your CDA credential, and that's to just allow you to have all the background knowledge education in order to be in that classroom setting. So I did that and I took my exam, I passed it. And the next day I was nominated from that program for the CMCSS teacher residency through the district.
That's Clarksville, Montgomery County School
County
district.
School system. Yes.
System, I meant, right.
So one of the ladies from the TECTA, she had called me the next day after I passed my exam and congratulated me and said, hey, they reached out to us and they asked us if we had any candidates to nominate. And we came up with two. And one was myself, one was another girl, and they're going to be reaching out to you. So my world just went, you know, I thought I had this plan and then it changed overnight. Literally it changed overnight.
So, I mean, what was it like the difference in then the opportunity to go into the residency at Clarksville, Montgomery County? What was that? Why is that different than from the fact that you were going like, okay, this kind of changes my plans?
Well, my original plan would have been on my own path. So that could have meant it wouldn't have been an accelerated program like the one I'm in now. It would have been, you know, 1 to 2 classes, part-time, maybe eventually full-time, but I would have been full-time working in a classroom, plus a full-time mother. And it would have taken me longer to get my degree, which my original path was to be pre-K through third, which is what I was interested in doing. And most of it would have come out of pocket.
Okay.
You pay for your college unless you get scholarships. I mean, I did have some opportunities and super grateful for that. My CDA was paid for based on my grades. But it would have been a slower path. The gist of it is it's a slower path. So okay. This has propelled me plus given me experience that you just can't get on the regular path.
Okay. Well, and so, you know, so a residency, so, you know, again, for the listener, let's break this down a little bit. So to become a teacher, we know it's a, you know, you have to get a college degree. You have to do experiences in the classroom with students. Typically that ends with a student teaching experience that's 14, 15 weeks, give or take. In a residency model, let first of all understand is that you are embedded in a classroom for the entire time. And so it's, quote, a residency. So whatever it be, second grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, you're in this classroom full time. And then when do you take your courses, though, as a resident, Heather?
Currently, I take them at night.
Okay.
After work.
Okay, after work. So full-time all day long as a resident in the classroom, teaching, learning, doing everything with kids. And then at night, you're taking your college classes. And so you are in the teacher residency program at Clarksville, Montgomery County that is associated with Nashville State and Austin Peay University, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so I got all that down. And so you went through the Clarksville, Montgomery County this past year. We'll talk about that in a minute when we get back from the break, where you did your residency, your college education through Nashville State. And now as you're about to move into your last year, you'll be going to Austin Peay State University and finishing your last year residency. All of this qualifies as what is called the National Teacher Apprenticeship. And Heather Fracker, teacher apprentice Heather, you are out there showing the world a whole new way, an awesome way. And we want to talk about, you hinted at some of those issues. Okay, the money, we're going to want to ask questions. What do you mean it's cheaper to do what you're doing? Tell me how that works. What do you mean you're going to class at night? How does that work? What do you mean you're working with kids all day long? How does that work? What do you mean you're a full-time mother? How does this all come together to work? Teacher apprentice Heather, busted pencils, fully leaded education talk. More when we get back after the break. Leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Oh, Teacher Appreciation Day. We appreciate all of you teachers out there. And again, if you want to call in and wish any specific teacher some appreciation, 844-967-2789. That's the number to call. We are honored to have Teacher Apprentice Heather, Clarksville, Montgomery County, graduate of Nashville State, moving on to Austin Peay State University, going into her last year of residency in the teacher apprenticeship program. Heather, you were talking about all of these things, and we said, wait a minute, so you're full-time in the classroom, you're full-time finishing classes in the evening, you're also a full-time mom. How does this program make sense for somebody like you? Tell me, like, what is it that made this attractive for a person like you in this position that would say, there's no way you could have time to do all of this? Talk to me about how this happens. What are the supports that are there? You also indicated something about the money, and we'll talk about that. But, like, I mean, what is it about the teacher apprenticeship program that you went, I could do that?
There was a multitude of things. I would say the initial upfront was, yes, the money, because it is realistically paid. It's a paid for residency. But another big attraction for me personally was being in the classroom for 3 years as opposed to taking the normal route.
Right.
Because the experience that you get, You're under an MCL who's really your boss outside of your admin.
What does MCL mean?
Multi-classroom leader.
Okay.
He's the person that, or the, he or she's the person that you are under the care of.
Okay.
And they are your main support system to help guide you and navigate you through your 3 years, aside from just completing your academic.
Okay.
It is to show you the ins and outs, really, of being a teacher in real life setting of a classroom.
Right.
So that was a big thing for me.
So right there, though, so the 15 weeks of student teaching, which is, you know, you said traditional, you have, when you're done next year, but you have now been in the classroom full time for 2 full years already?
2 years, yes.
Oh my goodness. So you're like, you're going into your third year of teaching.
Yes. And it's a lot, but it is a lot of good, if that makes sense. Because I really feel like by the time I graduate, I'm very prepared.
No, we've talked about that. I think that too. The money part, though. So, and actually, we had David Donaldson, who's actually one of the architects of this program in Tennessee. He's actually the director for the National Center for Grow Your Own Initiatives. And he talked about saying the goal of the teacher apprenticeship and the Grow Your Own is, why not become a teacher for free and get paid while you're doing it? Does that explain the situation you're in, Heather?
Yes. We do not make a teacher salary until we get our degree and get our teacher's license, which will not be until next August, September, when we start the school year again. But we do make a classified staff, which would be like an educational assistant pay. Mm-hmm. And that is alongside of our free education. So, you know, for somebody like me, who's not on the younger spectrum of this coming out, I did this older. It's been tough at times, but very much doable.
Okay. The finances alone, and Johnny, we're sitting here like talking about this, right? Teacher shortage, what are the obstacles, you know, and the cost? We've talked about this, the cost. And so here's the program in Tennessee. At this point, with all of the funding, now for Heather, a student, it's quote free. When we talk to the administrators working with this program, okay, wait a minute, there is still funding. So it's not just free, there are grants
for
there
me.
Are, yeah, for you, the student. That's the great part about it is that, but it's possible. And that's the idea, is to say, can we reduce the cost? Yes. Can we increase the experience level? Yes. Can we support a student in such an intense setting that in one ways people might go, my goodness, that seems hard, really hard. Heather, well, let's go with that. Is it hard to be a teacher apprentice?
It's hard to be a teacher in general. I mean, in all honesty and full transparency, it's very hard to be a teacher. I mean, you are juggling so many expectancies and hats that you wear every day when you are in a classroom for children, but it's doable. If you want it, it's very much doable.
I love how you throw back and going, it's just hard to be a teacher, Tim. Come
it
on,
is.
Forget about me, you know, a mom, full-time teaching, full-time going to class at night, all that stuff. It's just hard to be a teacher. We're coming, you know, looking at that, but the apprenticeship program. So, you know, you started kind of recap. You started as, I think when we talked originally, your children were in the classroom. So you kind of had this calling to get into the classroom, became a substitute teacher. The substitute then turned into looking for early childhood certification. The early childhood certification turned into, oh my goodness, Clarksville, Montgomery County wants to give me this residency program. This residency program is attached to an academic program at Nashville State, which is attached to an academic program at Austin Peay State University. So all of this comes together then, as you are then coming into your last year of your residency, your teacher apprenticeship. So you will be at Austin Peay State University full-time as a student, and you'll still be in the same classroom that you've been in for the last 2 years. This will be your third year full-time as a teacher apprentice. You'll be in that class working with those students, with the new students that'll be coming up this year, but you'll be working in that same setting, that same classroom building, that culture. I could see Johnny, and when we get back after this break, we'll let Johnny get in here because he's usually not this quiet, but just sitting
there. I just love that Heather's here and sharing her success story and her truth.
One, two, three, four, it's Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Numbers 844-967-2789. We had her in the fall. She was in her second year of the teacher residency, Clarksville, Montgomery County, Nashville State, Austin Peay State University, now connected, walking here this weekend, finishing her associates, beginning the last year of the three-year teacher residency, which is part of the teacher apprenticeship program in Clarksville, Montgomery County, Tennessee. Teacher apprentice Heather is talking to us. Okay, we've asked, like, my goodness, why? How do you do this? It sounds like so much there. But Heather, when I talked to you last, I think it was September, when I came down, we visited, we got to see the work you were doing, and then I had you on the Busted Pencils radio show. You were so excited then. Here we are now, the end of that year. Tell us about the experience of what it, you know, how do you see yourself? Has there been any growth? Have there been challenges, upsets, tears, joy? What has happened during this year?
I would say it has been even better than the first year. And I really loved the first year because it was so new and I was getting a lot of my basic classes out of the way, you know, the essential ones. And now this year I hit the ground running harder. There was higher expectations, but I feel like I've acquired much more knowledge. Last year I was learning how to teach intervention groups, do small groups. This year I'm teaching whole group, small groups, I'm planning, I'm literally doing all of things of teacher. So my takeaway this year is that my growth has just keeps shooting up. That I very much look forward to next year because I feel like I will have more control of the reins and I will get to see what I'm capable of before I'm set free.
Johnny, think about this, right? You know, so teacher apprentice Heather, well, let's just say Heather, is about to begin her third full year in a classroom to become a teacher. I just want to, you know, Johnny, thoughts. What are you thinking? I had to do this interview by myself in September. Now you're here hearing Heather. I could see your eye, you know, people who aren't on the Zoom, but I can see you've got some general senses there. What do you think about this teacher apprenticeship program, dude?
Oh man, I'm a big fan of the program, Tim. You know, I think when we talk so much about the so-called teacher shortage and both of us being teacher educators and, you know, teachers, when we turn the lens inward and ask, what can we do so that great people in our community who have a calling to become educators have a way to become teachers, right? We've talked about that for a really long time. It's difficult to become a teacher. It should be. It's not an easy thing. Anybody can't just do it. Mm-hmm. But it's historically been prohibitive for a lot of really amazing people in our community who would love to become a teacher to do so, right? Unless you were like 18, 19 and decided to do it when you were in college, it's a huge set of obstacles that aren't mm-hmm. designed to meet working people where they're at. And so we miss out on a lot of great folks in the community becoming teachers. And so I'm a huge fan of the program. I'm so excited to have Heather here because really for folks out there listening who might be thinking, I've always kind of thought I'm pretty good at teaching and I really enjoy being around young people, whether it's little young people or, you know, a little more grown young folks. When you find, you know who you are out there, you enjoy the aspect of your profession where you're teaching others. right? It's something humans have done since the beginning of time. So if you're an educator out there and you've thought, I would love to become a teacher. I mean, you hear Heather's story today. You know, she had the calling, she started subbing, she got into it. And then there are programs like teacher apprenticeship. And Tim, I'm excited because I want more of these programs. You know, they're not one size fits all, but they're unique partnerships in our community where we get the best of our community in the classrooms. The folks who want to be there, the folks who are going to put in the hard work. Heather said it, it's not easy to be a teacher, right? But if you love doing it, right, there are now alternate pathways to getting there. And you heard it, it's not easy, but Heather's supported. And that's been historically the missing piece, where there are programs out there, I won't name them, we'll name them in future shows, where they throw you in and boom, you know, you're not supported. And some make it and some don't. And it's like trial by fire. Good teachers are, you know, apprenticed. And so Heather, hearing your story is inspiring to me, because so many folks I talk to out there are interested in becoming teachers and they can do it. What kind of advice do you have for folks listening who are like, wow, I think I always wanted to be a teacher?
Come fill out an application, call, do something, because honestly, call you guys, call whoever. Because
I mean, busted honestly, pencils.
I never knew that this is what I wanted to do till I was older. And you said it perfectly. This is the way for somebody like, say, myself at this age, because there's support, but there's also understanding. You do have to give sacrifice, but there's a lot of ways that it is still worked around you as a working adult that makes it feasible, and it's not spread out in longevity. I will literally have my bachelor's degree in 3 years, plus my teacher's license, plus a special education endorsement. I mean, if it's what you love to do, that's what you should be doing.
I mean, Heather, how do you do it? Besides the fact that you're obviously a superwoman, but really, really, like how does it work? Because I can't, for so many folks, they probably think like, oh, you know, great for Heather, but I can't do that. I have kids, I have a family, I have a life. Like I can't go to night school and be gone all day. And even though you did say you got paid, it's like you don't, it's less prohibitive of cost. It's not free. And you're like all of a sudden making three times as much as you would be making at your other, you know, former careers. So like, don't do it for the money.
Don't do it for the money. This is not a high paid profession. This is something you legitimately have to love. And as I said, the last time, I would do it for free. I wouldn't want to, but I did for a while. I volunteered my time every week. I absolutely love kids. I find so much joy in seeing their faces every day and building relationships with them and instilling the love of not only reading, but learning. So this has become a big passion of mine, but the only way it's going to be successful for you is when you really look at what needs to be required of you for 3 years and being focused and prioritizing and making yourself have a really good schedule. Because my kids have missed out on their mom the last 2 years in many aspects, but the bigger picture is they see their mom doing something that she loves. And as their mom, who's going to be a teacher, they realize how important that is. So it all kind of comes full circle. It is a bunch of sacrifice, but it is very much doable. I'm a single parent and I have been making it work with the help of dad still, but in my household, you know, we just keep a very strict schedule and it's very structured and you can do it. Because before you know it, you're going to say, wow, we just finished year two. And then, wow, I finished year three.
Well, and I want to follow back up on that with when you say you can do it in the apprenticeship program, you know, could you, you know, as you were saying, you were going to quote, try the original pathway, two classes here, two classes there, you know, looking back now in this sense, you know, is this, even though it's much more intense, do you see this as the better pathway than taking the time where maybe you would have had more free time to be with your kids and things like that? I wonder if you have any thoughts about, you know, the traditional way you could have gone versus this way.
I mean, full transparency again. I'm sure I've said 100 times I want to quit, because there are a lot of emotional moments that come with this intense of a program, but I have not. And I hold and bear weight in the fact that I have stayed and persevered. Yeah, I could have gone the normal way, but again, I would not have had the 3 years of embedded being in a classroom, that type of experience and exposure. I feel like by the time I graduate, I have been doing this for much longer, as opposed to going the typical path, getting my keys, opening up my classroom and saying, oh, now what? I've been going to planning. I've been doing my groups. You know, the things that you don't always have exposure to in the 15 weeks that you do that on the typical path, we'll have done it for 3 years.
That's Johnny. Amazing. Mother.
Yeah.
That's the thing it's so different about this program that I hope folks hear, is that like Heather doesn't split her time between sitting in a classroom, learning about school, and then doing the work in school. And she's in all the things a teacher would be in. It's like, it's truly apprenticing, whether you are out there becoming an electrician, you know, a master plumber, you know, a barber, all of these important skilled trades require apprenticeship. Teaching is a skilled trade. It's a craft. It's an art. We're all blue collar, right? And we do it for our community and for the love of this democracy. And so, Heather, I have a question for you though. Your favorite so far, your favorite lesson, because you've shared so many lessons here and you're sharing lessons with your kids, both formally in the classroom as a teacher apprentice, but also in your home, teaching them like mom's going for it and becoming a teacher. But what was your favorite lesson so far in the program?
As for school?
Yeah, or anything. Like, what have you learned?
I would say one of my biggest lessons was getting over that fear or mental block that because of I'm older, that I was not going to be able to do this. And that goes out to any mom out there. You don't even have to be a mom. Maybe you haven't had children yet, because we're allowed to do that whenever we want as well. You are capable of going back to school and changing your career path at any age. You are capable of it. You are worthy. You should do it. And why not you utilize something like this program that will enable you to do that in a short accelerated period where you're not giving years and you're still getting a much better education in the long run? Because as you said, it's a skilled trade. And if you want to do this, this is the best path to take.
I just think of it. Yeah, I love that advice. So you're out there, anybody listening, you know, again, knock on the door, try to figure out how we get more teacher apprentices. Heather, I just want to, you know, emphasize though, the fact that you know, again, to kind of contrast the traditional 15 weeks of quote student teaching to you will have 3 years from the beginning of school starting in August to the end of school starting ending in June. You will have done that three times before you're actually given that title and credential teacher. Like, is that sink into you? I can see in your eyes, it's just like there's I feel like I'm talking to somebody going into their third year of teaching, is the way I feel.
I feel like it's the coolest experience, because like I said, my MCL's in, it's her classroom. I'm in there. I almost just consider myself, you know, I'm co-teaching essentially. But I get to take breaks all day. I can ask her a gazillion questions. I can pick her brain. She gives me feedback. I mean, really, it's like having 3 years of practice. So by the time it's like, okay, here's your room. You've graduated. You have, you know, your license now. Here's a classroom for you. And you're like, hey, I've been doing this for 3 years. All I got to do is get a new set of students, really. It's a new year. And you start fresh again.
Oh my goodness. It's just thinking about that. It's like, yeah, so as an administrator who's looking at this saying, you know, where are my future teachers? Well, you know, they're hopefully already in your community. You just have to create the space, the time, the opportunities for them to get in there. But, you know, it's just such the experience that comes with this. So much going on with the teacher apprenticeship program. Teacher apprentice Heather, Tennessee, Clarksville, Montgomery County, one more year. We absolutely appreciate you coming back on Busted Pencils. We're going to absolutely have you again in the fall. to see how it's going in that last year. And at the end, we're going to celebrate you and have more of this. But teacher apprentice Heather, thank you so much time for busting pencils with us. And we will look forward to seeing you back in the fall. Johnny, when we get back, it's time for you and me to break it down, as we say, talk it up, throw out some kudos. Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk, back after the break.
Thank you.
Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk, truly educated educators, talking education. Teacher apprentice Heather, Clarksville, Montgomery County School System, coordination with Nashville State, Austin Peay State University. Johnny Lupinacci, thoughts on the teacher apprenticeship program, man?
Tim, you know, I can't pump the tires on this program enough. It's such a model. And like I said before, it's not a one size fits all. Mm-mm. You know, good apprenticing in any trade. And I love that we're talking today about teaching as a trade. It's a craft,
right?
Because it truly is. You can't learn it just reading it out of a book. It's difficult to learn adjacent to being in a classroom and being, you know, a student only and being at college. We do the best we can with future teachers, but on the job training is hands down some of the best ways that we can ensure that teachers are supported in the way they need to be supported so that they stay teaching, so that they learn the gauntlet of being a teacher, right? And they build up strategies for how to stay healthy, or how to do all things like Heather was talking about: lesson planning, troubleshooting, having difficult conversations with their students, with families, with parents, and celebrating the joys of being present at the moment a kid learns something new. And for every teacher out there, they know, even every parent, you know that moment, that magic. And so good teachers are thrill seekers for that moment. They can find it in just about any kid. And I saw it in Heather's eyes when she talked about being in the classroom. It was amazing. So Tim, we talk about these programs are not cookie cutter programs.
Right.
So we when we're here talking about how great this one is, we want folks locally to think of the creative ways. And you can go back into the archives of our shows. We've been trying to have different guests on from the program to share how they cooked it up, how they really slow cooked together.
Really
creative and sometimes uncomfortable conversations, figured out how to make this program work, right? Or you can hit us up, you know, send us an email or give us a call, and we'll talk to you about how to start a program like this near you. And it's not a program where one company's trying to make money on this, or that
right.
There's a franchise here. It's really something that's local, it's situational, and it's supportive of getting the best of the best in the classrooms with our children. And we know those folks are out there in the community. And so this is a way that they can actually become teachers, and it's not cost or time prohibitive to them in doing so. Heather gave testimony to that tonight. So Tim, you know, I'm here. I'm a fan of this program. It's easy to talk about.
It's so easy to talk about. And I would just, you know, you kind of put me on lots of different points there. Just one thing though, too, is to remember to emphasize the no cookie cutter approach. Okay. It's not you wake up tomorrow and say, I heard Tim and Johnny on Busted Pencils talking to teacher apprentice Heather. We need to do that here next year. No. You heard what we were talking about, the possibilities, the power, the passion there. That comes from, though, the ability of universities, communities, local people saying, we need to come together in partnership. The partnership that brings this about to make this possible, to ask a question. And I've been framing it this way, Johnny. It's like, once you say, I've got a school district, I've got a college university teacher education program, I've got a community of people that want to participate, bringing those people together. And then you ask this question, where are our OUR, future teachers. Johnny, they're right in front of us, man.
They're
out there. Yeah, they're in our community. And then you go, if they're in our community, how do we all in partnership come together to put a program of supports, whether it be financial, whether it be academic, whether it's academic financial, you put these together and say, how do we get those community members to be our future teachers? This is what we talk about. What Heather has going on in Tennessee with Clarksville, Montgomery County, Nashville State, Austin Peay, that works for them. And it works beautifully. I think that was the point you were trying to make, right, Johnny?
Yeah. And that if you're out there listening and you're inspired, there are programs like this, but it really requires conversations that school principals have, that good teachers are having, that university professors who are, you know, skilled in teacher training have been doing for a really long time. So it's about getting the community together to talk about, and Tim, you've said this before on the show, how we reframe the teacher shortage. We look at the fact that we need the best of the best in our classrooms, and there's a whole lot of those folks nearby, right, or close enough that have been kept out of becoming a teacher. How do we make it viable for the very best of our local community to be able to become teachers?
Well, I won't share what you put in the chat room right now. I'll just keep that because I love that. But you know what though, Johnny, think about the passion. There's so much to break down in here. And again, I love the show, you know, Busted Pencils. We're on our, you know, last 2 minutes here as we're breaking this show down. And this is probably every time we have one of these teacher apprentices, we just go through the show so quickly because there's so much passion, so much excitement there. Bringing it down. There's so much more to talk about. I just, again, appreciate, want to thank Heather, you know, and let's give the shout outs to Clarksville, Montgomery County, Austin
Peay
University, Nashville State, the state of Tennessee coming together and saying, you know what, teacher shortage, diversity in the classrooms, we're going to tackle this issue, and we're not going to do it through a program of, hey, anybody can teach. Let's put together a crash course and throw anybody out there as fast as they can. Because you know what? We've all been through school. Anybody can do this job. No. You can hear, not anybody can do this job. Heather has been 3 years full time in a classroom every day in the evenings, taking all of her classes. Like, no. This is the program of intensity, of complexity that puts together our best people out there. I mean, this is the thing, though. Let's give the kudos, though. Partnership, Clarksville, Montgomery County, Austin Peay State University, Nashville State, the state of Tennessee, the National Center for Grow Your Own, David Donaldson, Prentice Chandler, the dean at Austin Peay, all of these people. It can happen. When it happens like this, magic. It is magic, Johnny Lupinacci. That's what I'm saying. The teacher apprenticeship, the residency, magic. Busted Pencils, fully leaded. Back
Want
next
more
week.
More Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
We are Busted Pencils!